brought to you by Penguin.
Only Love Can Hurt Like This by Paige Toon. Read by Gemma Whelan and Jared Zeus.
Prologue. On days like this, I love living in Bury St. Edmunds, when the spires of the cream stone cathedral seem illuminated against the vivid blue sky, and even the black flintstones on the ruined abbey walls gleam under the sunshine as though they've been polished. It's only early April, but it's the warmest day of the year so far by a mile, and I'm already feeling so much better after getting out of the office. I've just come off a phone call with a nightmare client. She and her home renovations are enough to put me off architecture for life. I need this coffee break. I'm wandering amongst the abbey ruins, looking for a wall low enough to perch on and drink my coffee, when I see my fiancé, Scott, sitting on a bench in the shade of a giant fir tree. Before I can call out a delighted hello and go to join him, I register that he's with Nadine. Scott set up his own landscape gardening business when we moved here from London a year ago, and Nadine started working for him soon after that, days before he asked me to marry him in the rose gardens of a local manor house. She's 29 and is tall and strong, with golden skin and an infectious laugh. I liked her the moment I met her, and on every occasion since then, so I'm not sure why my intended greeting has lodged in my throat. My partner and his co-worker are almost 2 feet apart, but there's something about their body language that strikes me as odd. Scott is leaning forward, his white T-shirt stretched taut across his broad back and his forearms planted on his thighs. Nadine has her arms and legs crossed, her face tilted towards Scott's, and her typically bouncy, high blonde ponytail seems preternaturally still. The angled position of Scott's face mirrors Nadine's, but neither of them is looking at the other. Nor are they speaking. They seem frozen, tense. A squirrel runs along the jagged wall to my left. Birds are singing in the surrounding trees. Children laugh in the distant playground. But I stand and stare, unease creeping over me. They're sitting apart. They're not doing anything wrong, and yet something does not feel right. Then, suddenly, Scott turns and stares straight at Nadine. There's a strange look on his handsome face, an expression I can't decipher. My heart is in my throat as she slowly lifts her chin and meets his eyes. Two perfect side profiles, his thick, dark eyebrows to her flawless arches, his straight nose to her small, upturned one. Two sets of full lips, serious and unsmiling. Seconds tick past and darkness washes over me. To go from feeling light and warm to sick and cold is completely hideous. They are still staring at each other, and not a word has passed between them. I jolt as Scott launches himself to his feet and strides off in the direction of town. Nadine watches him until he's out of sight, then visibly exhales, hunching forward and placing her head in her hands. She stays like that for a minute or so before getting up and slowly following Scott. I realize I'm shaking. What was that? Is my fiancé having an affair? And if not, is he thinking about having one? Hang on. They only looked at each other. They didn't do anything wrong. I like Nadine. I trust Scott. But something does appear to be going on between them. My mother has always told me to trust my instincts. But it's hard to trust your instincts when they're breaking your heart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?